Hey guys, Bradley Lillen here for thenewfury.com, and so exhausted today I can barely talk anymore, but it's going to be so worth it when we get to know these fine young gentlemen that I'm talking to a little bit better. Over here from the UK, and if you have not checked them out or have not gone to Warped Tour yet, be sure to check them out the rest of the week long. There's 1 week left of Warped Tour. Yeah. So, actually here with my new friends in Marmozets, can you please introduce yourselves and what position you play in?
Hello, I'm Sam from Los Angeles, California, and I play guitar in Marmozets.
I'm Jack, I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I play the guitar in British band Marmozets.
You know, I've been listening to you guys for a grand total of a week, and it's been one of the best weeks of my life, because I can thank Spotify.
How many weeks have you had in your life?
I have had many, many weeks.
So that's pretty 25. Cool. That's pretty good, then, to say it's your best week.
I mean, it takes a lot to be a best week, so if this is your best week, we're happy we're a part of it, definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is, though, because, you know, half the fun of Warped Tour is going to discover those half a dozen or so new bands that you find, and you're like, you know, I was waiting for another band, but then I just found this band that I really like. I have so many decisions to make.
It's what festivals are about. I mean, that's how we find out about a lot of bands we listen to. Well, not a lot of them, but some bands that we listen to. We just stumble across them at festivals. It's like, say, Plague Vendor. We're like really good friends with those guys now, and literally Sam was like last week, literally just stumbled across them, and then just, you need to check out this band tomorrow, watch them, fell in love with them, and the greatest guys ever. So, do you know what I mean? It's like stuff like that. You can't do that anywhere else, really. It's just wicked.
You know, you guys have a new single out called Captivate You.
Yeah.
And I really, really, really like that track. I don't know what it's just really catchy, and it just grabbed me immediately. What have some of the fans been saying about the new single so far?
It's been a sort of mixed bag initially. I mean, a lot of people are loving it. A lot of the sort of older fans were a bit sort of sceptical at first because it is a slower jam, and that's not normally what we're about. But we sort of wanted to show that we can do that side of things and get it out there. And we thought, you know, it was kind of a brave move, I guess, to sort of release a single like that that's not full on and in your face, more sort of mid-tempo. But, you know, we love that song a lot, and we're happy. It has been pretty well received. We're really happy with how it's gone down, definitely.
Yeah.
Do you want to adapt on that?
Well, yeah. No, I mean, our sort of fans, like, because the music we play is not necessarily one genre. So, like, people like our band, and they kind of like what we put out, because we work extremely hard on what we write. We work really hard on it. And it sort of reflects that onto the fans. Like, they know that we're working hard and writing our music, so yeah, we're just out on a good run at the moment, I guess, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have been on Warped so far for a couple weeks, and I remember Mike from Earshot Media actually sent me a thing about you guys, and I was really, really impressed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, man.
Well, we are awesome.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. I'm not.
It's not.
I'm not kidding, I am.
We are.
Maybe. Not kidding.
You know, like I mentioned before, part of the fun of going to Warped Tour is discovering all these bands that you end up falling in love with. Have you guys gotten a lot of new fans who are just like, wow, I didn't know you guys,
yeah,
but
yeah,
that's
the reason why we're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, literally, like, I mean, there'll be, at every show there's probably been maybe a max of 5 people that have heard of us before, and the rest of them are just completely brand new, just walked into it all. And that's I guess that's what it's about. You know, we've literally done one show in America that we didn't announce. That was like this time last year. So to come out here and, you know, you're playing in front of a completely new audience that are digging it, which is amazing. You know, we couldn't have asked for, like, a better response so far at all. It's been really, really cool.
When you guys are writing and recording music, you know, let's say you're going through a hard time, whether it's, you know, a relationship issue or, you know, like, struggling with internal stuff, how do you guys use that to your advantage?
We don't. We're not that sort of band, man. I mean, obviously there's circumstances, you know, happen, stuff like that does happen, it happens to everyone, but we not try to look at the positive side. That we do like to look at the positive side of it. We don't like to get caught up in all this. I mean, if you're going through a hard time, shit like that, you don't want to be writing shit that's going to remind you that sort of stuff, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You know, fan of a lot of bands where they'll write stuff because they're in that moment or whatever at that time, and then they playing those songs like 10 years later and they're like,
reminds
you've ever been. Singing these like depressing songs, they're just like, you know, a lot of bands, they don't want to do that.
And I think
so, we don't want to like look back at stuff and just think, well, this song's about this, we'd rather not think about that. Do you know what I mean?
We like to write stuff about, like, some stuff is completely random, man. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. You don't know. We just like to. The songs that we write happens there, right? Okay, so when we think of a song, we initially know where that song was wrote, how it was wrote. That's the moments that we like to capture as a band. We like to capture stuff that, when we wrote that song, it reminds us of that really bloody awesome time that we had then. You know?
Yeah. So, why is it important for you guys to, you know, stay positive, whether, you know, you're writing music or
well, would you rather stay positive or would you rather stay negative, you know?
One of them,
yeah. We're pretty happy, pretty positive people at times, so we don't want to come across
dwelling on,
because we're not depressed people, do you know what I mean? I mean, the music that we write isn't the happiest music you'll ever hear, ever. You know, it's pretty in your face and stuff, but, you know, it's stuff that we think sort of going to be timeless to us, in a way, about, you know, the meaning and stuff.
There's been dolphins out here all day. I think it's the most amazing thing. It's almost, it's kind of too bad it's not on video, because there's a bunch of people paddling like 50 feet from the dolphin.
Oh, wow, you see that? That was crazy.
I just saw the fin.
Oh, yeah. You didn't see the actual.
There you go. Keep
watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. Up we go. Here we go.
There we go. It's for like half a second.
Yeah.
All right. Before we wrap this up, you have any news you'd like to share with us, or anything you'd like to
album's
say to your
in
friends
September.
Out there?
Album is out in September. Live life and prosper.
Peace.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us some of your time today.
No worries, man.
Definitely.
Thank you for interviewing us.
Hell yeah. I'm definitely going to see you in Orlando, because I will be ready for day two of Warped.
Taking
a little break tomorrow night.
Awesome.
Be sure to check out Marmoset's the rest of the Warped Tour. Definitely check them out if you get a chance. And this has been Bradley Dillon for the newfury.com. Later, dudes.